OP traffic.
To 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds today. Highs in the mid-80s and a wind out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows tonight will fall into the 60s. We'll have some clouds early on, but generally clear by early tomorrow morning and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, just a few passing clouds. Highs around 90 degrees, the warmest day so far this year. And I expect the heat to peak tomorrow and Tuesday. Temperatures will eventually come down by middle of the week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're up to 81 in Upper Marlboro, 77 in the nation's capital at 159.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up, police make more arrests after a group theft in the Navy Yard area.
An arrest and a victim ID'd after a violent weekend at DC nightlife spots. I'm Shana Stulen.
Police say a stabbing death outside of Audie Field this weekend may have been work-related.
Why DC's most popular dog breed is fit for the city. I'm Gigi Barnett.
WTOP News Time, 2 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House says President Biden has spoken with Israel's prime minister as ceasefire negotiations continue today in the Middle East. It also comes as Hamas releases more video footage showing two more hostages are still alive. Hannah Siegel tells Face the Nation her uncle Keith is one of them.
This is the first time that we're seeing him, that we're hearing him. It's surreal.
Here at home, protests continue on college campuses. CBS's Mark Strassman.
Israel's war on Hamas has another front line.
Free! Free Palestine!
A free speech and hate speech campus debate.
People didn't seem to be aware of how bad the situation for free speech and academic freedom already was on campus until October 7th.
Greg Lukianoff of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, a group defending the right to free speech.
Do you have the sense that any of this is moving the ball forward?
Some of the ways the protest has been going on college campuses has been alienating more of the public than bringing it in.
The White House says it respects the right to protest, but they need to be peaceful. A new CBS News poll shows issues are driving voters in battleground states ahead of the November election.
Roughly 4 in 10 voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are angry about the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And these voters are backing the president by big margins. In Wisconsin, for example, he's winning 86% of this group.
CBS's Jennifer DePinto says economic issues are giving Trump the edge. Biden laughed off age issues last night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C.
Yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
He also took shots at Trump's legal troubles. A state of emergency in Oklahoma today where tornadoes have leveled entire communities just outside of Oklahoma City. KOTV meteorologist Stephen Nerentz is in Tulsa.
There's another threat for some severe storms, especially near and east of Tulsa this afternoon. Not as widespread as yesterday, but still something we really have to monitor.
At least 2 people have died, including a child. Harvey Weinstein's been hospitalized in New York just days after his 2020 rape conviction was overturned.
Weinstein is 72 and has a host of medical issues from diabetes, sleep apnea, and heart problems. He remains in custody due to his L.A. conviction in 2022 when he was sentenced to 16 years in prison.
That's CBS's Matt Piper. Buckingham Palace says King Charles will resume public duties this week. The king took a 3-month break to focus on his health while getting cancer treatments. The palace hasn't said, though, what type of cancer he's fighting. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
203 at WTOP, sunshine, blue skies for your Sunday afternoon. We're at 78 degrees. We'll see the 80s. A good afternoon to you. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you at this hour. 5 more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 have now been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a business in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say back on April 16th, just before 9 p.m., they walked into a CVS on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying and were stopped by a security guard, one suspect chucked a bottle at that guard. 2 of the teens were also charged in an assault that same day on the National Mall. A 16-year-old had already been arrested last weekend. And we're learning new information after several violent incidents at D.C. nightlife establishments this weekend. Police have now identified a man shot and killed at a bar on U Street this early Saturday morning. We get the latest from WTOP's Shana Estulin.
D.C. police say they found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. He was shot multiple times. Despite efforts to save his life, the Salisbury, Maryland man died at the scene. Police are looking for two men in connection with the shooting. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and got away on a motorcycle. They have arrested a person after a separate shooting Friday night at the Decades Club in DuPont Circle. A 29-year-old Prince George's County man is facing charges, including assault with intent to kill. Six people were hurt. Shana Stulen, WTOP News.
D.C. police say they have a suspect in custody after a 41-year-old man was stabbed to death outside Audi Field on Saturday. That incident happened about 6:30 p.m. near the intersection of 1st and T Street Southwest, just an hour before the D.C. United and Seattle Sounders game. 49-year-old Wally Shabazz of Southwest was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. The detective's investigation preliminary shows the victim and suspect knew each other and that the altercation was a result of a workplace dispute. Team officials say the incident did not change the kickoff time of the event. They are also working with investigators to help determine a cause. Well, it's an all clear at American University. This after a lockdown on campus yesterday. Just before 6 p.m., students on an AU shuttle bus reported someone on that bus pointing a weapon in their direction. Campus police officer saw someone matching the description walking towards campus, which initiated the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. They contacted D.C. police, who made an arrest. At that point, the lockdown was lifted. 2:06 now, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. As we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump when it comes to the economy. He spoke earlier today on CNN's State of the Union.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany promoting state business deals. Nearly half of all U.S. households have a dog. But of hundreds of breeds, only a handful end up being the most popular. WTOP's Gigi Barnett takes a look at favorite choices in our area.
What's the best dog for city life? A majority of D.C. dog owners think it's the toy-sized Yorkshire Terrier. Put it in your purse and go. And the most popular name for dogs in the district? Bub.
Yeah, Bub is one of the more rare or uncommon names that we found on our list.
That's Claudia Phillips with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. Her team researched 35,000 data points to find the most popular breeds and dog names in each state. Virginians want Labradors named Bella, and in Maryland, it's
the Golden Retriever. The top name that we found was Molly. You got a popular dog in Maryland.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
I am Team Beagle, personally. Coming up on WTOP, cosmetics demand is growing amongst one age group. We'll tell you all about it. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Serta Pro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose Serta Pro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
208.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
In the district, getting very busy to say the least. We're going to start with the new incident southbound on DC 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue. We have a lane block for the crash. We're seeing delays on the southbound side already back to Eastern Avenue. Now, northbound, it's jammed up leaving the 11th Street Bridge. It's going to be slow all the way up to East Capitol Street. Southbound, 395 freeway delays begin at the 3rd Street Tunnel down to Main Avenue. Inbound 14th Street Bridge, quite heavy. Delays begin over near Route 1 in Crystal City. Things ease up on that northbound side once you get to the area of Main Avenue. And no current problems in either direction inside the 3rd Street Tunnel. Traffic moving pretty well on I-295. Over in Virginia, pretty heavy leaving Tysons on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. It's going to be slow through the toll road down and over the American Legion Bridge into Montgomery County. And we're certainly jam-packed on the southbound side of 95 with the delays beginning in Lorton over the Occoquan. It's going to remain slow through Dale City and Dumfries. Once you're south of Triangle, I'm not seeing anything in your way. You're clear all the way down to Fredericksburg. Northbound delays, it's going to be slow over the Occoquan. Once you're north of Newington, all clear to the Springfield Interchange. Traffic moving pretty well on 395, off and on volume delays. Eastbound 66, leaving Route 50 in Fairfax. It's going to be slow all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. Is it time to upgrade to the safest and a smaller SUV? Well, check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Weather-wise, it's a great one today. Let's see if we can run it back. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Sunny along with a few clouds this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-80s with a southwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds early tonight giving way to generally clear conditions. Lows only into the 60s and lighter southwest winds. Monday afternoon, even warmer. Temperatures near 90 degrees. A high UV index once again at level 8, so your burn time around 20 minutes. Once we get to Tuesday, temperatures do start to fall. However, storm chances may return by Tuesday evening. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
Not a cloud to be seen here outside the WTOP studios. 82 degrees in Hinesville, 79 in Herndon, Foggy Bottom at 78. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Amy Morris.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. It is uncommon for a brand to say you should not use our products, but that is what's happening as a boom in tween skincare sales is forcing some companies to come up with a playbook to market to a whole new demographic. Some young people are buying hundreds of dollars in products inspired by online videos like Get Ready
for
With
blush,
Me.
I love the Storm Cloud Paint. Been using this for years a little bit. It goes a long way. I've also recently been liking the
Bloomberg's Jeanette Newman covers retail and the beauty industry.
Some are marketing directly and they're saying, okay, if you are going to buy stuff, here's all that you need.
Companies also have to navigate the legal risks when they're marketing to children.
There are in the U.S. different marketing restrictions and recommendations when you're engaging with very young people. And some of these newer brands in particular seem not to be as aware of that.
Many dermatologists agree most tweens and teens just need a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a sunscreen. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Amy Morris on WTOP.
212 now at WTOP. Coming up, we'll have this week's book report, one that hits close to home for us broadcast folks. We'll tell you all about it.
Reason number 52 to choose Diamonds Direct over any other jeweler. Only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Let us explain. If you buy a diamond at Diamonds Direct today and decide in the future you want to upgrade to a larger diamond, Diamonds Direct will give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone. For example, let's say you bought her a $5,000 diamond last year, but now she wants to upgrade to a $6,000 diamond. Diamonds Direct will give you $5,500 toward the new one. That's 10% more than you paid the first time. Guaranteed appreciation. Whether that first diamond was $3,000 or $30,000, you get 10% more. Who else does this? And unlike other stores who claim to offer diamond upgrades, at Diamonds Direct, there's no fine print and no minimum purchase requirement. It's 10% more, period. Come and discover real value and buy with confidence. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion.
213.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Coming up, a big event comes to Baltimore celebrating a quarter century. We've got more from WTOP in 30 seconds.
She's a powerful princess who plays by her own rules. Can a prince crack the code and win her heart? Washington National Opera presents A Turandot for Our Times with a new world premiere ending from Christopher Tin and Susan Soonhi Stanton. With color, pageantry, spectacle, and the world-famous Nessun Dorma aria. There's a reason why Puccini's Turandot reigns at the top of the opera canon. May 11th through 25th in the Opera House. Tickets at kennedy-center.org.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
2:15 now at WTOP. An employee with Arlington County Schools is under arrest on child pornography charges. We get the latest from WTOP's Dick Giuliano, who says police are searching for additional victims.
Arlington Public Schools extended day employee, 18-year-old Matthew Pineda of Fairfax County, is charged with displaying pornography to three children. Pineda was assigned to Abington Elementary School. The public school system says its extended day program provides a safe, enriching, and fun environment before and after school for more than 4,000 kids. Police say their investigation began April 19th. Pineda is being held without bond on charges of possession of child porn, and assault and battery. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
On this week's book report, it's a mystery made for WTOP when a local radio newscaster dies on the air. Journalist and author Christina Estes tells WTOP's Tariq King that in her new novel, Off the Air, virtually everyone is a suspect.
Off the Air introduces Jolene Garcia. She is a TV reporter in Phoenix, Arizona, trying to cover real news in a society that seems more obsessed with clicks and reels. When a controversial radio talk show host dies, Jolene's managers are ecstatic because she had the last interview with this guy, but Jolene ends up fighting not only for her job, but her life.
Now, the fictional station in the book, I guess it's not unlike WTOP in that it's a news radio station, but Larry Lemon, the on-air host who dies, I can say is unlike any of my colleagues here. What made him, to your imagination, such a compelling victim?
Larry Lemon is the fictional, I have to stress, fictional radio talk show host in Phoenix. Larry is from a border community in Arizona. He has very strong opinions about immigration, the border wall. The book starts by saying Larry Lemon called for a border wall long before Donald Trump did. And because he has so many strong opinions about different issues, it was easy to come up with a lot of suspects who maybe didn't want Larry to stick around and keep talking.
Would you have gone as far as she went to find out who killed Larry Lemon?
The 29-year-old me might have. Today, no.
The book gives a reader a glimpse into newsroom culture, the competition, the politics, etc. What commentary were you hoping to make through her character and through this story?
I just wanted to give people a look behind local news and what goes on. You know, there are newsroom politics. There are wonderful newsroom relationships. There's a bond, sort of a special bond that you create working in a newsroom. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not.
I know as well as anyone how brutal newsroom schedules can be. How did you juggle the day job and writing this book at the same time?
It's been 15 years from when I said, I'm going to write a book. So not the most efficient path, Tariq. Definitely not.
You can hear Tariq's full interview with Christina Estes and learn more about Off the Air by going to WTOP.com, search book report. A quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. Severe weather, including tornadoes, in the forecast from Texas to Michigan today. A new poll shows three key states are dead even for the November presidential race. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Back to the district where we're certainly jammed up on the southbound side of DC 295. We're dealing with a crash right near Pennsylvania Avenue. At last report, only a single lane gets you by. Delays all the way back to the 50 split. Northbound jammed up, leaving the 11th Street Bridge heading northbound. Those delays extend up to East Capitol Street. And southbound 395 freeway, very heavy, leaving the 3rd Street Tunnel all the way down to the Case Bridge, just all volume related. Now, in Maryland, pretty heavy both directions to the Beltway in Prince George's County. You'll find it slow from 95 all the way around to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Top side of the Beltway, Montgomery County, remains slow. University Boulevard down to 355. You get a brief reprieve going around the big curve, but certainly very slow on the outer loop from the southbound 270 spur all the way down to the American Legion Bridge. Well, head to Burtonsville, northbound 29 after 198. At last report, the crash has a single lane getting you by. Laurel area, eastbound 198 before Old Gunpowder Road. Single right lane gets you by the crash activity. Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only available at participating U.S. Wendy's. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking that forecast, warm weather begins today. Temperatures in the 80s this afternoon. That fog continues to burn off from this morning. And we'll see those sunny skies with just a few passing clouds over the next couple of days. Tomorrow it's even warmer at 90 degrees. If we get to 90, it'll be for the first time in the month of April since 2017. And about 2.5 weeks ahead of schedule for the average first time of reaching 90. Once we go into the rest of the week, Tuesday, it'll be close to 90 again, then temperatures slowly come down into the 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans in the First Alert Weather Center.
79 degrees, sunshine outside the WTOP studios. 80 in Gaithersburg, 80 in Arlington, Lanham up to 81. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, actress gets a big award, and she's the youngest to ever do it. We'll tell you all about it. We've got more news in 60 seconds.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5-6-24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with gigabit extra internet, security edge, one voice line, and connection pro or Wi-Fi pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
This is WTOP News.
2:22 on your Sunday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us today. Hollywood actress Nicole Kidman turned out on the red carpet at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood this Saturday night to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the American Film Institute. At 56, she's one of the youngest ever to get that prize.
As much as you stand there by yourself accepting it, you're actually accepting it on behalf of all the films and filmmakers and actors and screenwriters that you've worked with.
She joins some legendary names, including Julie Andrews, Denzel Washington, John Williams, and Jane Fonda. Many parents devote their spare time to their kids, and it turns out there's a common complaint coming from them. We get that answer from WTOP's Jenny Glick.
A new Ohio State University study finds 66% of moms and dads report feeling isolated and lonely, with 4 out of 5 saying they would like to connect with other parents. Researcher Kate Golick tells the NBC Today show it is both appropriate and essential for parents to take their own timeouts.
This is the message to parents, is that it is not selfish to need things for yourself that are outside of your kids. Parents aren't healthy, kids aren't healthy, and that is the bottom line.
Beyond the timeouts, researchers suggest joining parenting or school groups to meet other parents and pulling your kids off electronics and out of bedrooms. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
Imagine going around the world in an hour and a half. One spacecraft does that every single day.
The International Space Station orbits the Earth about every 90 minutes. So if you see it pass overhead, it'll be on the other side of planet Earth in less than an hour and a half. Wow. I'm Kim Commando for Keeper Security, the password manager accessible from any device. Get a discounted personal or family plan your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Let's get space nerdy. The ISS is home for astronauts who conduct scientific research under microgravity conditions. You might not realize it, but the ISS is huge, about the size of a football field. Its large solar panels and other metallic surfaces are highly reflective, which is why when sunlight hits the station, it's possible to see it here on Earth. Want to try it for yourself? Go to spotthestation.nasa.gov or use an app like ISS Detector to find when the ISS is visible in your area. Again, that's spotthestation.nasa.gov or the ISS Detector app. To get ahead in life, you need to be tech smart. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at your Sunday sports page. Here's Rob Woodfork.
All right, got some breaking WNBA news. Candace Parker has announced her retirement on social media after 16 seasons in which she won three championships, two MVPs, and two Olympic gold medals. The 38-year-old Parker missed most of last season, her one and only in Las Vegas, with a foot injury. She said on social media, isn't cooperating. Again, Candace Parker calling it a career. She's the first ballot Hall of Famer in just about anybody's book. And speaking of injuries, today's slate of NBA Game 4s without a lot of star power. The Clippers tip off next hour without Kawhi Leonard, trailing Dallas 2-1 in the series. And it's even worse for Milwaukee. They're down Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Lillard in Indiana, down 2-1 in that series. In baseball, the Nationals saw Patrick Corbin get rocked for six runs on six hits in the first inning alone. He just gave up a leadoff double to start the second. It's 6-0